long parasha, complicated parasha. A lot of things going. Let's start with the most famous Rashi. Everyone loves to darshan, expound upon the Rashi of Noach ish tzadik tamim hayo b'doraisav. So everyone loves this Rashi. B'doraisav. He was a tzadik b'doraisav in his b'doraisav. How do you translate that word? Not so easy. Rashi, the Targum translates it b'doraisav in his generation. Singular. However, Rashi seems to say b'doraisav. B'doraisav means plural in many generations. Rav Meir's wife told us that means that Noach spanned many generations, which is absolutely true. It's a chazal. Noach saw three worlds. He saw the world before him. He saw two worlds. He saw the old world and the new world. He lived in multiple generations. Okay, but over here, let me read the words of the Rashi. Yesh merabai seinu dorshim oiso l'shevach. Kol l'shekein she'ilu hoye bedor tzadikim hoye tzadik yoiser. V'yesh she'dorshim oiso l'gnai. Lefi doiroi hoya tzadik, the ilu hoya bidoiroi shel Avraham, lo hoya nechshav liklum. There are so many diyukim that you can make over here in this Rashi. You can talk about this Rashi in Medaktik for hours and hours. The most popular diyuk is when it comes to Shevach, it says, Yesh me rabbi seinu. There are those of our teachers who expound this l'shevach. When it comes to Gnai, it doesn't say the word Rabbi Seinu. All it says is Yesh Shedarshim. There are those who darshan l'ginai. When we darshan l'shevach, Rashi, another diuk, it says in this Rashi is if he would have been in a generation of tzadikim. But when Rashi says Yesh Shedarshim l'ginai, who do they focus on? They focus on Avraham Avinu. And that is our first point I want to make. You know, today we have a lot of Darshim Lignai. Okay, so again, I want to make this connection. This is a very important connection. Yesh Nachma. What are the two diyukim we're making? I want to say that the two diyukim are Tolui Ze Boze. There are many things to analyze in this Rashi. The first thing we're analyzing is that when there are people who are always look at things in a good way, they have something good to say. So those people, Rashi calls them Mei Rabbi Seinu, Yesh Mei Rabbi Seinu, Shedarshim Oisai L'Shevach. When the people, the other group that is always looking to find Chesroinos, it doesn't call that group Mei Rabbi Seinu. It calls them Yesh. There is Yesh. There are those out there Shedarshim Liginai. The second deek is the Rabbi Seinu, our teachers, that are Doyresh L'Shevach. What do they say? He was a tzaddik in his generation. Kol Shekein, had he been a tzaddik in the generation of who? Of tzaddikim. They use the term tzaddikim. Lignai, those people who are Doirish, not the Rabbi Seinu, are Doirish Lignai, when they make the diuk, if Noach would have been in the generation of what? So you would assume they should be consistent. If Noach lived in a generation of tzaddikim, loy nechshav leklum, he would have been a nothing. Why? But if he would have lived in, we would expect them to be consistent and say if Noach would have lived in a generation of tzaddikim, just like when Rabbi Seinu are Dorish L'Shevach, they try to imagine what would have been had he been in a generation of tzaddikim. So the Yesh, the Dorish L'Gnai, should try to figure out what would have been had Noach lived in a generation of tzaddikim. But that's not what they say. The Democrats they don't talk like that. If he would have been in a generation of who? The word tzaddikim is substituted, is deleted, and in its place we put in Avraham. Why? That makes us think, when the Rabbi Seinu, that are Doiresh L'Shevach, had he lived in a generation of tzaddikim, who are the tzaddikim that they are referring to? Are they referring to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov? Well, if that's who they were referring to, then they should have said that. Just like the Yesh Darshim Lignai, all they said was tzaddikim. Who are tzaddikim? The Ameich Kulam tzaddikim. La'olam Yirshu Aretz. You don't need to live in a generation of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Rabbi Seinu, who are doyresh l'shevach. The degree of shevach goes so far. Noach, it's not fair. Noach lived with Rishoyim. He was surrounded. Everyone on the street wants to kill you. Everyone was a Rasha. How do you know? Because no one survived. The whole world came to an end. They all died. Only 8 people survived. Noach and his wife, his 3 children and their wives. 8 people, that was it. The whole Teva had 8 people. They didn't even have a minion. They didn't even have a minion with women. They didn't have nothing. 8 people, that was the whole survival. Everyone was a Rasha. But if Noach would have lived, when would he have lived? In the time of Moshe Rabbeinu? In the time of Avram Avinu? No! If he would have lived with us, with your average Joe, your average person, your average simple person, Moshele and Yankala and whoever it is, your average person, that would have given Noach an opportunity to grow and become even greater. But when the Yesh, the negative people, when they're looking, Lignai, they're not just looking Lignai to say, he wouldn't have got a 100, a score of 100. He would have gotten a 99. They want Noach to get a 0. And the way you make Noach get a 0 is you compare him to the greatest of the great. To none other than Avraham Avinu. Oh, Avraham Avinu? There's only one Avraham Avinu. Okay? There's only one of Moshe Feinstein. So you want to go show that you're a nothing. The way you show you're a nothing is you don't just compare him to average people. You compare him to Avraham Avinu. He would have been a nothing compared to Avraham Avinu. That's what happens when you're from the Yesh, that is Doresh Liginai. You falsify, you cheat, you corrupt the data, you corrupt the data to make sure that the Gnai is not just a little Gnai, it's not a fair Gnai. We're not even judging on the same plane. Look what's going on over here. If you're going to say, listen, we have over here this fellow Noach. No, his generation, it's not a fair assessment because he was living with wild people. So let's do it. Let's give a fair assessment. So you go and you bring out all the best psychologists and all the best statisticians and the best this and the best that. You give them all the same data. I give the camp, the team of Shevach, I give you data. And I give the team of Gnai, I'm giving you data. And you make an analysis and you prove to me on your analysis what the results would be. But this is not a fair test. You're not giving the camp team Shevach and team Gnai the same data. You're giving team Shevach, if he would have lived in a generation of ordinary people. Or it doesn't say Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, tzaddikim. Who are tzaddikim? Good people. Good people, just stop. Good people. People that are not interested in killing you and robbing. Chomos. They're not nichshol and Gilead Arayos. They're not nichshol and Gezel and murder. So what would he have? What would the results be? And when it comes to give you the data, so then Noach. Think about Noach, who was beyond our Torah says about him. Noach ish tzaddik. Could you imagine if you would compare Noach? You would compare Noach to ordinary, simple people. We're not counting the Vilna Goyen. We're not going to count of Chaim Oizer. We're not going to count of Moshe Feinstein. We're not going to go count the Stipler. We're not going to count Moshe the Aaron. We're not going to count Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. just good, simple, ordinary people. You know, they come to daven, they schmooze a little bit, they make a lechayim, they make some jokes, they go to work, they're honest people, they earn their keep, they don't steal, they don't rob, they don't do any of this mishigasim out there. No. Oh, Noach! Ish tzaddik, oh, he would have been, can you imagine how great he would have been? And then when you come to Team Gnai, they're looking for trouble. We're not going to compare Noach to ordinary people. We're going to compare Noach to the greatest of the great who ever lived, to Avraham Avinu. Yeah, Noach connected Avraham Avinu. No, he doesn't hold a candle. Oh, he gets a zero. This is the koyach of Gnai. The koyach of Gnai is not just a koyach. It's not just an attitude to look at something in a negative way. A glass of water. It's half, what is it? It reaches the 50% mark. Is it half full or is it half empty? That's a fair test. I'm giving you a glass of water and the water comes to the center. It's right in the center. So if your camp Shavach, it's half full. If you camp Gnai, it's half empty. But that's not what we're doing here. We're Camp Shavach, we're giving them a cup of water. We're giving them different data. Okay, we're giving Camp Shavach one set of data, and we're giving Camp Gnai a cup of water that has a mashuhu of water inside. Yeah, the cup is empty. That's the wickedness. That's the bad midos of Gnai. When it's yesh shedarshim l'gnai, number one, these are not Rabbi Seinu. Number two, when you're not Rabbi Seinu, you're manipulators of the data. You have taken tzaddikim, which means ordinary people, and you've exchanged the data for Avraham Avinu. Yeah, when you want to say Avraham Keneged, Noach Keneged Avraham, and you want to be pessimistic, he doesn't hold a candle. Why don't you compare Noach to ordinary people? Ordinary people, tzaddikim. How would Noach stand, even if you're a pessimist, even if you have a negative attitude, how would Noach hold out? He would do pretty good, even on your, but you don't want to do that. You don't want to do that because you have an agenda. You have an agenda to achieve. It's politics. It's all politics. Politics, when you hate someone, it's not just the attitude, it's the actual manipulation of the facts. Okay, that's Yisoid number one. Yisoid number two.
The language also, lo haya nechshav
l'klum. Also, another nuance. Another nuance. The put down. The put down. Okay, but it's another idea. The language, but I want this idea I want to point out. It's the data. The data has been manipulated with. And that's corruption. Corruption at its best. Or at its worst. How you want to describe it. Ramachal, you mask him to this vart? Ramachal, it's a political vart. Are you there, Ramachal? You're frozen. Okay, let's go now.
It just takes time.
Okay, let's now go to another idea. The word doiresh. Over here we have a very unusual word. Yesh darshin. What does the word doiresh mean? Doiresh is a very, very hard word to pin down. Drasha today, in our vernacular, the word drasha means something entirely different than what it means in Chazal, what it means in Rashi, what it means all of today. A drasha means you go to shul, homiletics. It doesn't even mean that anymore today because rabbis don't even do homiletics anymore. Rabbis today, they talk halacha, they talk pilpul. Okay, today the word drasha, I don't even know what the word drasha. Whatever the word drasha means in the minds of the young people today is not what it meant in the minds of the people the same age 20 years ago. And it's not what it meant 30 years ago. The word drasha somehow is a word which its translation, its perception of what it means has changed quite a bit over time, the way the word is used. And even in Chazal, it's something which you really can't pin down. A drasha in the Gemara means the Yud Gimel Midois Shehatoira Nid Reshes. So what is a drasha? It's a Gzeir Shava, a Kal V'Chomer, a Binyanav. It's a mamatzinu. I mean, we have rules. There are yud gimel midah shahat Torah nid reshes. It's a whole new translation of the word. You're very limited to specific rules that come from Sinai that don't even necessarily make logical sense. Just because there's a word here and a word there, what is my inyan shmita etzel har Sinai? Halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. The two words are the same word. We have a tradition. We have Sinai. That's part of the rules of how the Torah is interpreted. There's a guidebook. There's a code. There's a derech. Okay, but then there's another way the word drasha is used, and that is by Rivka. Rivka was pregnant with two children. She had twins. It's not even clear if she even knew she had twins in her womb. It's not even clear. It seems that she did not know she had twins. It seems that she thought she had one child. And this one child was super complex, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. When this one child passes the Beis Medrash, it wants to go. When it passes the church, it wants to go. Where do you want to go? You can't have it all. Im labal l'chu acharav, im l'hashem l'chu acharav, l'mata pasech al shnei ha-se'ifim. How do you know that she thought she was having a single child? Because when she gave birth, it says in the Torah, v'hinei soyamim, v'hinei, it says v'hinei, I forgot the word, but it means it was a surprise. She had twins. Okay, fine.
V'hinei somim
v'vidna. It was a shock. V'hinei always means it was surprise.
Yeah, but v'yomer Hashem lo shnei goyim
v'vidna. Yeah, that means that from one child, his descendants, not now, it'll take 1,000 years. From this one person.
How did he translate then v'rabi avot so here?
Ultimately, they will split. Old, not today, they will split in 100 years, 1,000 years from now, and one will be larger than the other, and the Rav Yavoit Soir. It doesn't mean today. Not today. Today you're a little teeny nation. They didn't even have 70 people yet in the nation. It doesn't mean today you're gonna have twins. It was a shock. Vihine. Okay, that's not the point I want to make over here. But the point is when she was passing by, she was very disturbed. Vayelech Lidroish Es Hashem. Here we have the word Droish. She went to be Doiresh Hashem. And Rashi there teaches us a new translation for the word Drasha. Doiresh. A new translation. Doesn't mean the Yud Gimel Midrash HaTorah Nidreshes. It doesn't mean homiletics. It doesn't mean analysis. It doesn't mean lumdis. It doesn't mean all the different things that you can try to read into the word. It means Ma Tehei. Where is this leading? What's the end? Where are we going? What's going to be the final result? What's happening now? How will this work out? I want to understand now this behavior. What is it going to result? What are they going to be the reasons? I want to see the future in front of me now. I want to take the present, bring it from where it is now, and go forward with it. I want to take this idea and say something a little different. Yesh merabai seinu. There are those of our rabbis that are dorshim oisoi l'shevach. Cold, now the word oso, I find to be a very unusual word in Rashi. Darshan, what I'm telling you is, okay, play on the word, pun intended, is drush. We're talking about the word doiresh, I'm telling you drush. What does Rashi say? Bidoiroisov, yesh, the darshim. Why do Rashi have to hear the word oso? A teva, by the way, is feminine. If I'm not mistaken, I don't know, maybe I'm probably certainly wrong, maybe someone can help me. It should really say Yesha Darshan Oiso. It's a word. Darshan the Pasuk. Yeah, but Rashi, but we're not Darshan the Pasuk. We're Darshan the word.
Noach Ish Sadik Tamim Haya Bedorotav. Oh, the word Bedorotav.
Darosav. Teva. Teva is Nekeva, if I'm not mistaken. A Pasuk, correct, is Zohar. So Rav Kalman is saying that the Rashi means Yesh Darshan Oisoi, Beloshen Zohar, Oisoi it, Beloshen Zohar, the Pasuk. But Rashi makes the comment on a word. Be'edoi roisav, which I don't know. I must be mistaken because it seems to be grammatically incorrect. Yesh adarshan oiso, the word. So I want to say adush. The word oisoi is not going on the word doyroisav. It's not going on. I'm not going on the pasuk. It's going on Noach. Yesh darshim oisoi. And what does it mean doyrish? Okay, again, tell you, the word doyrish you can't pin down. You cannot pin down a precise translation on the word doyrish. I'm borrowing from Rivka. Vatelech lidroish es Hashem. Ma tehe besoifa. Yesh darshim oisoi l'shevach. Some take Noach and they take him like a science fiction movie. They take him into the future. They don't just take him in the world of analytics on paper. They mamish take him with us. They take Noach to be one of us. Klal Yisrael. Rabbi Seinu. Our teachers. Rashi adds the word Rabbi Seinu, our Rebbeim. Our teachers who are students of Hashem. Yirei Shemayim. Noach is part of our team. We have Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. The world began with Lakewood, right? What happened before there was Aaron Kala? It was Toyu Vavohu, right? The world began with Lakewood. In Lakewood, it was Matan Torah. It was given Yiddish. Nothing happened before that, right? You live in a very kleina world, kleina cup. The world began with us, right? The world began with what? Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Is Noach part of the equation? No, he's not. He's not. Noach, ben Noach. He has sheva mitzvahs. Noach, the world, you know, he made the world. The world survived because of Noach. Okay, very good. But he's not part of us. No, no, no. That is sheker. If you want to get rid of Noach and tell me Noach is not part of Klal Yisrael, you're from the Yesh. That a doyrish lignai. Hold that thought for. But let's first focus on the Yesh, a doyrish oisoi l'shevach. They take Noach with us. It's true. Noach was before Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Noach was before Matan Torah. Absolutely. He's not an Av. The mitzvahs that were given to him are not our mitzvahs. We have Taryag mitzvahs and Noach has Sheva mitzvahs and the rules are different. Yet, after everything is said and done, he's part of our team. Ma tehe besoifa. Yesh me rabbi seinu. The teachers who study the Torah, who are part of the Har Sinai, who are B'nai Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, they take this man, they pull him out. They pull him out of ancient civilization and their doyresh matehe b'soifa and they bring him l'shevach, they bring him forward for good. If he was in a generation of tzaddikim, not even Avraham Avinu, us! Now, he would have been even greater. Therefore, he's part of us. How do you know this? Because that's exactly what we do on Rosh Hashanah. V'gam es noyach. When you're sitting on the Yom HaDin, begging for your life, on the day of the Akedah, when you're begging for your life, you read about the Akedah, ki zecher kol hamasim bo lefanecha ba, and one of the most eloquent sections of the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah is, V'gam es noyach. Ba'ahavos ochart. Yesh, there are those shedarshim. They take him forward to the future. Oisoy noyach l'shevach. To use him to praise Hashem, to enhance our lives. He's part of our team, even though he's before Matan Torah, even though he's before the others. So what? So what? And I have the smoking gun in front of me. I have here the article Machzor. Every single one of Klal Yisrael says this. That's the Yesh Mirabo Seinu. But there are Yesh, unfortunately, people. The Yesh, Shadarshim Oysoy Lignai. They take him forward, you know why? To get rid of him, to push him out. He's not part of us. The Yesh, that's not Rabbi Seinu. Yesh, they take him forward. They take him forward into the generation of Avram. They don't take him forward. Going back to the same idea. The Rabbi Seinu, they take him to a Darshal Tzadikim. The Amech Kulam Tzadikim. Every generation is a generation of Tzadikim. But those people that want to eliminate him, who don't want him to be part of Klal Yisrael, first of all, they're not from Rabbi Seinu. And they'll take him forward only to one generation ahead. They'll take him Matei B'Soifa to the generation of Avraham Avinu, and for what purpose? To kill him off. He's a nothing. He's finished. He's gone. He's not part of the Jewish people. He's not part of Klal Yisrael. He's not part of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Because when he was by Avraham, poof, he went up in a puff of smoke. He's gone. He's not by Moshe. He's not by us. He's not part of the team. Those people have a very short Shmona Esrei on Rosh Hashanah because they don't have his Zuchus v'gam esnoich v'yavo zucharta. That's not from the Rabbi Seinu. That's from the Yesh. Okay, so this is another idea. What does it mean the word doiresh? And what does it mean the word oisoy? Science fiction. We're taking him, oisoy, noyach. We take him in our pocket. He's part of our team. He's not from the Ushpizin. He's not from the others. But he's still part of the team. And that's a very important limud musar. Don't reject anybody. Just because they don't fit into your mold, no one gets rejected. Everyone's part of the team in one way or another. Okay, let's go to another idea. This idea blew my mind. And I really have my doubts if what I'm telling you is authentic. But I saw this in a very authentic sefer, a very choshev sefer, Rav Zichrman. I think he's a munkacher, maybe he's a satmer, I don't even remember who he is. We use the sefer all the time. Oitzer Pila Oysa Torah. It is already four volumes. It is magnificent. It has earned the highest praise across the spectrum of everyone in Klal Yisrael. It's a collection of a lot of things, a collection of very interesting things on the parasha, very rare midrashim, handpicked, thoroughly researched with extensive footnotes. It's really in a class by itself, hands down. And he cites there, problem is it's not a medrash. He cites there something cool, I don't bring with me. I think it's called Minchas Shloimoy, if I'm not mistaken. He tells you who the author is, when he lived, tells you everything about the author, and he quotes him word for word as a quotation. It's a short quotation, and he says something that blew my mind. Where this appears, maybe you know, I never heard this before. Is it a medrash? It doesn't seem like it's a medrash because he doesn't quote you the medrash. And he says the following. He says, there was another Noach. Now the other person's name may not have been Noach, but Noach had a competitor. There was another person who lived at the time of the Mabul. It's not clear what he believed, if he was religious, not religious, if he was able to see into the stars that a Mabul is coming, whether it was due to scientific data, or maybe he was a believer in Hashem, he knew there was a Mabul coming, but he also built a Teva. there were two people who were built, there was like an election. The world is coming to an end. And if you want to survive, you can either join Noach and all the animals, or you can go to the competition. There's another fellow out there who has also spent years, decades building a teva, a different teva. They probably called it, I don't know what they called it, the Titanic. They built another vessel and buy a ticket. And a lot of people bought tickets to go on his vessel to be spared from the Mabul. And you know what happened? The Pasuk says, Vayishoer Ach Noach. Why does it say Ach only? What's only? Who else? There is only one Noach. What do you mean only Noach? What does that mean? So there's a Chazal. Rashi says Ach means that he was coughing up blood because the animals were misbehaving. Okay, we know the Rashi, but the Pshat, similar Pshat is Ach means the competitor, his vessel capsized, sunk. And the only one that was left was Noach. Okay, Noach and his competitor. That's all it says. That's all he says. There was another man who built a vessel, and his vessel sunk, and Noach was the only one who survived. Now, that's all it says. Now, I am coming to make up things now. I'm telling you what I'm saying now is made up. I have no proof it's true. I'm just saying words, but hear me out. I suspect, deep down in my heart, that Noach's competitor built a much better vessel. It was full of amenities. It was beautiful. It was magnificent. And it had air conditioning, heating. There was a chef. They had every amenity man can want. And depending on what you wanted to pay, you know, you got a suite, you got a cabin. It was built, I'm assuming, with the greatest engineering skill that was available at the time. With the best technology, they had a GPS system, they had rudders and pedals, and they had life rafts for everyone, just in case. They had everything you can possibly imagine. It was magnificent. And Noach is building a teva, which was 300 amos long, 50 amos wide, three stories. They put the garbage in the basement so it should stink the whole ship. The fumes should go up and everyone should get sick. And all the Mefarshim say, they look at the teva that Noach built and they read the Mefarshim, they say, there is no way in the world that this thing could even be built, can stay afloat for a day? Impossible. It's like a joke. What does it say over here? 300 by 50, three floors. There is absolutely nothing, nothing that makes any sense about the teva that Noach built. Architecturally, structurally, 120 years, what are you building this? Like, what are you doing? What's going on? Nothing makes any sense. The other fellow, Noach's competitor, he had the best MIT engineers, the best technology. Whatever the world had to offer was put, that's what he's basically saying. I'm just upgrading, and you'd be out of your mind to go into Noach's teva. Who in their right mind would want to go? The world is coming to an end. Like today. Today they have all these predictions. There are asteroids coming, and this is coming, that's coming, global warming. Before you turn around, the world's going to be destroyed one way or another. If it's not going to be destroyed from flooding, from global warming, it'll be destroyed from an asteroid. Or it's going to be destroyed from this, from that. So the world's coming to an end. So we're building over here a spaceship to go to Mars. Who wants to get on board? So you have two people. One person is built a joke, and the other person is built something that really works. You know, they really put together something very impressive. Where would you go? You got to be out of your mind not to go to get on the Enterprise from Star Trek. Who wouldn't want to go there, right? It's the perfect vessel that will take care of you. And yet, what happened? It didn't work. Vayishoher achnoyach. Why? Why? It's very simple. Why? The Torah begins by telling us why. Noyach, ish tzadik, tamim haya b'day reisav. Es hu elokim hishalech noach. You know why Noach's teva, his shvacha, his Chevy, why it worked and not the Mercedes of his competitor? It's because Noach was a tzadik. And the Torah says it outright. He was tamim tzadik, and Hashem was on his team. Es hu Elokim hishalech Noach. And even though his teva doesn't make any sense, Vayishoher ach Noach, only his teva survived. I recently read an article, I think it was from Rabbi Shaul Besser. I really, really enjoyed this article. He wrote it, it's an editorial, or was, I don't even know, whatever, an opinion piece. And he basically wrote, like what everyone else is saying, that today there's a lot of noise out there from the Orthodox community. Open up a newspaper, go online, look at the social media. You know, this, that, the mayor, the governor, v'chulu, you know, I don't know if we're not going to regurgitate the same nauseating matter again and again. And every yukul has a daya. Everyone has an opinion, and their opinions go mikotze el akotze, and everyone is right, everyone is wrong. You know this a lot better than me. And what do you do? How do you live in this world in this time? So he says something very simple, very innocent. He says, I don't know. Everyone has very powerful arguments this way, that way. I just want to go on a team. Who else is on my team? I'm just going to join the team that's better. That's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to follow the team that's better. And who's better? I'm going to go on the team that has Talmidei Chachamim and Tzadikim. If you see there's a lot of noise out there, ask who's on their team. Who? No one knows. No one can tell you what's right and what's wrong, because everyone is right. Everyone is right. Everyone has a very solid argument. But who's on the team? If you see there are authentic Talmidei Chachamim that you have faith in, everyone is a different, you know, there are different types of Talmidei. You know, to be a Talmid Chacham is to be a Talmid Chacham, okay? He may not be your cup of tea. Fine. But at least this team, the team that you're going to join, just make sure on your team you got people out there that you're comfortable being with. Sometimes you look at the team, there's no one there. It's just empty cans.
Really? You don't think there are Talmidei Chachamim on every side of the issue?
I don't know. He's not saying that. He's not addressing that. He's addressing when you have an issue, just be comfortable. This is just like an opinion piece. Do whatever you want. I'm not telling you. No one's telling anyone. We live in a free country. No one knows what to do. But don't forget, it's important to be part of a team of people that you're comfortable with. Emotion. A lot of emotions where we get carried away and we want to strike back or do this, do that. Okay, good. But who's on your team? At the time of the Mabul, there were two teams. It's color war. You can be on Noach's team, or you can be on Noach's competitor's team. Noach's competitor has a lot more to offer. I'm making that assumption. A lot more to offer. If you want to survive in this world, the world's coming to an end. You want to survive the Mabul? You get a bit on one of these two ships. Whose team do you want to be on? The other fellow? Or you want to be on Noach's team? Noach has an advantage. What is the advantage? The Ribbono Shel Olam himself has said, Noach ish tzadik tamim haya b'day reisav. better be on his team. The other fellow may have a nicer ship and may have more charisma and may sweet talk you and have all the scientific data. But is he called a tzaddik tamim? Is he called the one es hu elokim his halach? No, the article doesn't say, I'm trying to connect this piece. It doesn't say that. It doesn't say that about the other fellow. It only says that about Noach. And what was the end result? Vayishoer ach Noach. And it's a powerful Musa Haskel, because I personally am always guilty of this. Get carried away. You say things, whatever's on your mind, and you look around. Yeah, anyone else agree with me? No. And in fact, people that I generally...
The other boat was made in China. That's what I did best.
You look around. So does anyone else? Does anyone else agree with you? There's something to it. There's something to being in good company. If you're in good company, you're ahead of the game. Okay, let's go to...
By the way, yes. Are you aware that someone has built an ark to scale?
Of Noah? Does it work? Does it float?
Well, no, it doesn't float.
Oh, it doesn't float, okay. Goes to show you.
But
goes to show.
A scale
model of the Teva.
Ark. It's a tourist attraction.
Where is this?
It's in a small town in Kentucky.
Yeah.
It's meant to... teach the Bible.
Okay. I'm curious to go on a tour.
I see it advertised all the time.
Interesting.
Where is there even a hint of the second Noach competitor?
This sefer called Minchas Shmuel. If you want, I can photocopy it and put it on WhatsApp. I told you, I was disturbed. The name of the sefer itself, Itzer Pelois, is a very good sefer. And everything he writes there is pretty well sourced and very legitimate. This particular thing that he writes, he cites the Sefer, he quotes him word for word. The Mechaber seems to be, I'm not familiar with all these people, he lived whatever, 100, 200 years ago, whatever it is, he says who he is, when he lived, and he writes a whole bio on him, and it seems like he's a very well-known person, and he quotes what he says word for word. But he doesn't say, the one who writes the Sefer doesn't quote any Medrash. He seems to say that there's a Mesoira, there's a tradition that there was such a thing. And that's what it means, Vayishoer Ach Noach. Noach's competitor didn't make it. And I'm trying to elaborate based upon what we see in this world. There's always competition for every little thing there is in this world. And usually the competition, that's the way the world lives. But there's something to be said about Noach ish tzadik tamim haya b'day reisav. Okay, that's the way the world goes. The world goes, there's always decisions. You have to make decisions, and you have to make very difficult decisions. And al derech hateva, the decision you make is not necessarily the best decision based upon the scientific data that you have in front of you, but it's very comforting, and it's very, very hashkafically important as an Orthodox religious Jew, as a Buddha, is to align himself with people that he has faith in, who he believes to be in his world. You know, everyone is different, obviously, to be Talmidei Chachamim, Tzadikim, who he respects. There's something to be said about that. And I feel that's mamish what you see in this statement of this Sefer. I mean, there was a competitor, and certainly he had a ship, and it was probably a lot better, and yet that ship didn't survive with all of the technology. Why not? Because Noach was tzaddik ish tamim, and when you're on Noach's team, you're on Hashem's team, and that is something that is very valuable. That's the Musa Haskel. All right, let's wind down with another short idea. This idea is a very disturbing idea. On Yom Kippurim, we recite the piyut of Eila Ezkara. And Eila Eskra Hashem, Eila Eskra, the Malachi Hashores complained to Hashem. Sarfei Maila Tzuaku B'mora. The angels cried out to Hashem with bitterness. Zoy Toira V'zoy Sechara? You're going to murder these people? Rabbi Akiva, they're going to comb his flesh, they're going to burn him, they're going to comb his flesh with iron nails? Oitek Hasalma Oira Oyev Minaitz Shimcha Agur Vahano, you're gonna allow the enemy to disgrace you, Hashem? Umchodif Magadif Al Divrei Torah? You're gonna allow this to happen? Onisa Vaskol Mishamayim. The Ribboino Shel Olam responded, Shtoik! Im Eshma Kol Acher, if I hear one more word from you, Malachim, it's all over. Ehefoich es ha'oilam l'mayim. The world is over. You better keep quiet. If you open up your mouth one more time, I will ehefoich transform the world into water. L'toyhu v'voyhu oshis ha'domayim, I will set the heavens into toyhu v'voyhu. The question is, what are you talking about? At the end of this week's parsha, the Ribbono Shel Olam says, I'm never going to do this. Hashem took an oath. Hashem swore, I will never ever bring a marble to this world. Vayorach Hashem esreach hanichoyach, vayomer Hashem el liboy, loy oisef lekalel oid es ha'adama ba'avur ha'adam. Never ever again. Oid kol yemei ha'aretz zera v'kotzir v'kor v'choyim v'kayitz v'chodef v'yoyim v'layla lo yishboisu. Never again. And then we go into the rainbow. Never again. What are you talking about? So how could HaKadosh Baruch Hu go in and say, if you don't close your mouths, I'm going to bring mayim to destroy the world? Very difficult question. So I'll tell you the answer that I saw, and I don't want to suggest a different answer. The answer that I saw is, doesn't satisfy me, doesn't really answer the question, but the answer I saw is, there's a difference between using water to destroy and punish versus reset, to reset the world from start. Every computer today, Every new computer for the last number of years, every smartphone, every computer, they're very clever today. All the technicians, all these companies have built in to every electrical device today called a reset button. If you tamper with the operating system, and you allow your device to get viruses and infections that damage the core elements of its software, there's a button hidden somewhere that you need a little teeny needle to press, which will restore the device to its factory settings. Cost a lot of money to do this in every device, but it's worth it. It's worth it for the companies to invest in this technology to install a little teeny part of the hard drive is reserved for this, and the little technique they make is a lot of big expense in every device to do this, but they do it because it's just worth it for them, instead of having to deal with customers who don't know what they're doing. Just press that button, you'll restore your device to its factory settings. The reset button. Every smartphone and every computer has this button. You lose all the data, you start all over again. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then what else can you do? Let's say you don't want to do that. You can try to fix it yourself. Try to go into the software, into the damaged components, and try to, you know, download drivers and waste a whole day and come away with nothing. The Ribbono Shel Olam, the only thing that he promised is, he's not going to damage our operating system. Okay. He's not going to infect it with a virus that is going to prevent us from using it in a normal way. But if man becomes so corrupt, so damaged, the Ribbono Shel Olam never made a promise that he will not press the reset button. Okay, that's the answer that I saw. So the Mabul is a punishment. The world continues. The world goes on. Everything is the same. The buildings are there. Everything is just, there's going to be a Chorban. There's going to be a tsunami. A tsunami it's going to wipe out this. But when the water recedes, no, you'll pick up where you left off. You'll pick up the rubble. Hashem promises he will never ever do that again. But if man misbehaves, he will press the reset button. And that's what it says by the Asura Rege Malchus. This is the answer that I saw. You like that answer? All right. Interesting answer. Something to think about very deeply. I want to suggest you another answer. And I think this thing, I don't know if it's bad. It's a different answer. Maybe more crumb, more corrupt my answer. But it somehow resonates with me. And that is, the promise that Hashem will not destroy the world was said to who? To the wicked. The wicked was Hashem, Vayorech Hashem Shrech Anichoyach. Loy Oisif Oy Lekalel Eswadama Bavur Adam. He is a very important component of the promise. The next words, Ki Yetzer Leif Ha'adam Ra Minu'uraf. Because man is evil. Man has a problem. Man has a Yetzahara. Hashem said, if you human beings are wicked, you're evil, you're corrupt, you're unjust, no, I get it.
Rabbi, are you trying to say because it says Babur Adam and over there it was the Malachim
Wait, hear me out. I'm getting there. I want to nuance it a little bit differently. Hashem says, I will not, if man is evil, wicked, you'll get punished. There's no free lunch in this world. You'll get punished. I'm not going to destroy the world because that's the world of reality. No. Ki yetzer lev ha'adam ra min uraf. The Asura Harugei Malchus, the Malachim that were coming to defend them, they're not talking about the wicked. They're talking about people who have perfected their neshamas. They are no longer in the category of ki yetzer lev ha'adam ra min uraf. These are tzaddikim. When a tzaddik messes up, not that they messed up, we don't understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ways, but we're dealing here with a caliber of people that are not in this category of kiyetzu leiv ha'adam ra min uraf. From these people, there is a much greater expectation. If these people don't match up to what is expected from them or from what their mission is, and we don't understand why they had to suffer, they didn't do anything wrong, tzaddik v'raloi, then, you know, if you're going to challenge me, you're not going to do what is expected of you, yes, there will be a mabul. Not a reset button, a mabul. There will be a chorbi, there will be a chorbi of a mabul. The promise not to destroy the world is for the hamoin am. The hamoin am, the masses. Because the masses, what do you expect? Ki yetzer leiv ha'adam ra min uraf. I've come to terms with acknowledging that it comes a point in time where you don't punish. You just have to live with it and you have to do the best that you can. We all understand that. But there is a caliber, there is a group of people in this world that I have greater expectations from. And if you don't achieve what is expected of you, you are held to a different standard. Don't come crying to me and say, it's not fair, it's not fair. You don't do it to him, you don't do it to him, you don't do it to him. It's not fair, it's not fair. That's right. We don't do it to him and him and him. We do it to, you know why? Because we expect more from you. You are tzaddikim. You are not part. The Asura Harugei Malchus are not from the class of people called Ki Yetzer Leif Ha'adam Ra Minu'uraf. I know it. There are no malachim in this world. Everyone has a little mashu of Ra. I put that aside, but they're not in this general statement of people that are Ra Minu'uraf. I expect more from you. You're not in this category. And if you fail, yeah, the consequences are there's going to be a mabul. There's going to be a big, big korban. And this, and that puts us on notice there's something expected more from you. And if you want to politicize this, you know, the goyim are on our case. They're on our case. The mamish, it's undeniable. Undeniable. No matter how bad we are, how in violation, blatant violation that we have been, unfortunately, chil Hashem, they're on our case. They're watching us very carefully, and they're choosing to ignore other segments of society, which are also very problematic. But to me, I mean, I'm just telling you personally, they expect more from us. They know subconsciously, or even consciously, we're not like them. We're not like the rest of the world. They know what we're capable of. And it's chaval that they know what we're capable of, and we don't. We don't know what we're capable of. Why are we, it always bothers me, why I loathe this argument that is always being made, is why we're just like the Schwarzes.
They do it too?
They do it too. You want to, is that an argument for you to make? You really want to be like them? You want to be like, they're wrong also. They're wrong. That's right. They're also wrong. That's right. So they're wrong and we're wrong. So if we're all wrong, if we're anyway, we're all wrong, don't put yourself like them. Don't, Hashem ki atem, you're the Am HaNivchar. You're the Am, you're not part of Ki Yetzer Leiv HaAdam Ra Min Uraf. You're not subject to these, the security and the insurance that the rest of the world has. The rest of the world has life insurance. You know why? Because Ki Yetzer Leiv HaAdam Ra Min Uraf. Hashem doesn't expect anything from them. But Hashem has put us on notice. If you make a mistake, the world comes to an end. Because you're different. The Asore Haruge Malchus, they're in a different world. Why were they punished?
What did they do?
Nothing. They did nothing. Zero, zero, zero. But the Malachi Hashores are challenging Hashem's decision on their behalf. They did absolutely nothing, nothing wrong. Tzadik Ziraloi with exponents. They did nothing wrong. But it was a gzera that we will never understand. And the Malachi Hasharis are saying, Ribbono Shel Olam, this is not fair. They're challenging Hashem's din. And the Ribbono Shel Olam says, don't challenge me. That's right. You'll never understand this. It's not for humanity to understand Tzadik V'Ralo. Moshe Rabbeinu asked that to Hashem. What do you want from me? This is nothing new. Moshe Rabbeinu asked. Hashem says, V'Reisa Sachorai Ufanai Lo Yerohu. Don't challenge me. This is what my expectation from this group is. And if you're going to challenge me, the world's going to come to an end. What do you mean? But you promised the world's not going to come to an end. I promised the common man. I promised the masses. The people who are in the category of Ki Yetzer Leiv HaAdam Ra Min Uraf are the Asara Haruge Malchus in the category. No! I'm not going to curse the world. Ki Yetzer Leiv HaAdam Ra Min Uraf. Are they in that category? They're not in that category. The Dor HaMabul were Rishoim. Okay, it's clear as day. Ki Molo HaAretz Chomas. Hishchis Kol Basar. They were all a bunch of Rishoim. No ands, if, or buts. Nothing to apologize for. That Sir Gemalchus is not part of this group. For them, I have different standards. And if they mess up, they're not protected by this life insurance. The world's going to come to an end. And therefore, you're hereby on notice. Behave yourself. And we should learn this Musar. Because unfortunately, the Goyim know this. The Goyim, the only reason why they're trapping us, I know anti-Semitism, v'chulu, 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 but there's also this element that during this crisis, pandemic, when the world, everything is so delicate, you also have to misbehave. If I was the mayor, I would go berserk over the front people. I really, I'm telling you, if I was the mayor or the governor, I'm not apologizing for them. I'm really not. I'm really furious. Furious. I'm none of my business. I'm not having. But if I was the mayor, Jewish mayor, and I was dealing with a crisis in New York City with all of these people, with the whole New York City, and then the frum people would make trouble for me, I would go berserk. Because from you also, I have to go. I have to be busy with the whole day. I got enough problems on my head. You're the people that should know how to behave yourself. Just stay low. You're better than everyone else. You're not the people that I have to go deal with. You're the people that should be the model for the city, for society. I know that. Don't you know that? You're not part of Ki Yetzer Lev Adam. You don't have all the insurance policies like everyone else has of the world. If you don't behave, that's right, the world comes to an end. That's the musa we take out of this. At least I take out of this. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, it's late. Have a wonderful Shabbos. A Shabbos of Baruch of Hatzlacha. And the mabul should come to an end.
Amen.
All right.
The idea of you're portraying the mayor as busy all day, that puzzles me.
All right, I exaggerated. Okay, don't take every word I say literally. I exaggerate, but I'm trying to bring out an idea. Okay. Oh. Have a wonderful Shabbos. Be well, everyone. Good Shabbos. Good Shabbos. Good Shabbos.
Have a good Shabbos.
Good Shabbos. Good Shabbos. Good Shabbos.
Shabbos.
Who is Heshi? Who's Heshi on the screen? We have Heshi Barth. This is Heshi Orgenbaum. Could it be?
No.
Who is Heshi? Who is that Heshi who signed off? Oh, he's still here. He's still here. Heshi.
Heshi is the short little guy.
That's Heshi Barth.
That's Heshi Barth. Who is the other Heshi?
Heshi Klein was also here, I think. Heshi Klein?
So who's the Heshi on the bottom? Who's the Heshi?
Who's the other Heshi?
Is it Heshi Orgenbaum?
Heshi Orgenbaum has COVID and is getting chemo, right?
He's getting better, Baruch Hashem. I text him. He texts me back.
I heard it on the radio.
He's getting a little better.
What is he doing on the radio?
He's going in the right direction, Baruch Hashem.
A friend of Sid Rosenberg. He always mentions him.
All right, Refuah Shalema.
Refuah Shalema. Refuah Shalema.
Have a good Shabbos.